Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's going on? It's Chrissy Love, and you are live with me on What's Hot Wednesday. I'm trying to get a microphone because Blog Talk Radio is moving up in the world, it looks like. So if you're listening and I sound crazy, please let me know. I'm opening up the chat rooms tonight. The call-in number is 646-200-0883. And, of course, Twitter is BTME, Craze Radio, BTR, and Craze is always with a K. And, of course, me on Twitter is Chrissy Love NC, and that's Chrissy with a K. And be sure to go to Facebook and like our Facebook page. It's simple as it can be, facebook.com/ Craze Radio, and that's Craze with a K. So, I'm glad you're here tonight. We're going to premiere. We have a Craze Radio premiere of a song called Writer's Block, which is by a few North Carolina artists. So, please tune in for that. That song is hot. That'll be coming up in an hour. And, of course, we have Ray J's brand new song, I Hit It First. If you haven't heard it yet, be sure to lock it in. And, you just have to hear it for yourself. I love Ray J, so, you know, I ain't even gonna say how I feel about it. But keep it locked, and we have new Rico Barino track coming up, so stay tuned for that as well. But for now, we're gonna play Banji by Sharia J.
Hey, man, I'm so Banji. Man,
I need everybody out here to get with this Banji movement.
Hey,
so crazy,
man, I'm super
Sheree.
I'm Banji, I'm fancy, I'm so fine, I can't stand me. You just a nominee, baby, I'm a Grammy. I'm so hot, y'all better come fan me. Y'all chicks better listen, so you think about dissing. I got a crew of girls, and we always on a mission. When we come through the club, pumping and twisting, we different, no wishing, there will be no ass kissing. Call me a diva, if you got a girl, but I can make him leave her. Sober needs somebody like a 2 liter. Me and my crew will fight and we'll read ya. Up and down, check me out, look up and down. Baby, I run the war, I run this town. I write and sell, you write in Greyhound. Where did this bitch come from? Where did this bitch come from? Acting like she number one. Ow, I'm done.
Banji,
we so Banji.
Banji.
Got another one.
Banji.
Let's go. Hey, man, I'm so Banji.
Get him up.
Man, I'm so Banji. B-A-N-J-I.
Welcome to the flow booth, get into this. Look at the faces, just openness. Up in the booth is how I spit. Tell them haters pull up and sit. Ain't that the truth? Yep, I'm the bitch. We in the club and we bump into this. Banji bass, twisting our wrist. The boys be on it when we twisting our hips.
Look at that
butt. Bugaboo, look at that mutt. Vodka tonic, toast it up. We not told, we can back that up. Ew. You got an attitude. Yeah, they want to taste the cake, the milkshake. Better move out of my way, ain't got no time for the snake. I don't have any time for you, hoes.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I ever address you?
That don't be too perfect, the way that she working. She moving and twerking, we swagging, we surfing.
Oh, man, I'm so fancy.
Got another one, baby. It's Jersey's very own. Let's move. So Banji. So Banji. So Banji.
Give you good love, love, love. Let's make a love connection. If you think you're ready, I just want to bring you good love, love, love. Let's make a love connection.
Yeah.
Girl, you ain't
better. Never felt better. Oh, better, better. Girl, it never felt better.
What's good tonight? I'd rather show you than tell you what's on my mind. Just clear out your schedule, cause I need some time. I know you got shit to do, but baby, tonight, don't be selfish with your body, baby. This what I've been wanting lately. So let's get together, you set the time. Just know when you get here and that it's on my mind. Just bring it up. Your phone on, leave them nails on, take your clothes on, don't wanna see no one else, tell them all yours tonight, tonight. Sex ain't never felt better, I wanna swim in it all night, girl your body belongs to me, belongs to me, I want my leading lady, baby, anything goes. Let the bed be the step. I know you want some freaks. Girl, I really like what you be doing. So
Wednesday on Craze Radio, and that was TGT, Sex Ain't Never Felt Better. And of course, if you don't know who TGT is, it is Tank, Genuine, and Tyrese. Like, they have officially come together. They are official group. They have an official contract on an official record label. So be on the lookout for that album coming up. And before that, of course, we played Love Connection by Raheem Devon. And the actual deal for that is coming within the next couple of days. So keep it locked in to MediaCraze.me. That's www.MediaCraze.me for updates on that video. We do love Raheem Duvall on Craze Radio. So let me go to the phone line right quick because I just need to test something out. 747, you here?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Am I clear?
Very.
clear, or just okay clear?
I don't know. What's clear? I mean, I always thought clear was clear. Anything clearer than clear, I don't know what to tell you. Yes, you're clear.
No, I'm saying that's like it's not choppy or breaking up or anything like that.
Every blue moon, yes.
It is.
Yeah, I got you in two or three different spots. So you, yeah, you on the air, you have chopped up a baby bit, yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get back to the regular way of programming. I was trying to try this new thing that Blog Talk Radio has, but I guess I'm ain't right with it, so. Okay,
right.
I just wanted to do a test. You hanging out tonight, or you just, like, in the cut?
If you want me to, I'm whatever you want. You the boss. I do what you say.
Okay.
So what you... So what you tell me? What I'm doing? What I'm doing today, boss?
Whatever you want to do.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'll be around. You know I love you on these shows.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play another song, and I can get this shit together, because I can't even hear, like, this is not the business vlog. So let me go ahead and play a little bit of... and then we will be right back with Craze Radio.
Is it impossible? Tell me, is it possible to get along with you? Get along with you.
I'ma start it off by letting you know that you're tripping. You gon' flip it on me, say to die me, I can differ. I'ma turn around and tell you with the bullshit. You gon' turn around, slap me, tell me that you good. All I ever wanted was a chick with some manners. All I ever gotten was a bitch with a tantrum. All I wanna know is when the curtain closes, who you gon' find that'll put up with the madness? Little weak pride, yada, yada. Don't mean the name, but you know what I got you. Plus when we bang, it's amazing, you got it. Then we break up cause you turn to a monster. Every week it's the same old story. Made up my mind, you ain't no good for me. I'm in the crib and I'm looking through the pics and I'm thinking about my chick like
I was just hoping you would come over. It's driving me crazy. So I need to know, is it impossible? Tell me, is it possible to get along with you? All we ever do.
Plus the way you poppin' it, it's like you need a pole. But then you get to trippin', ain't time I gotta go. Tell me I don't love you, you don't know. How we gon' get through it, cause it ain't like how it was. Plus I'm never there, I'm always in the sky above. Flying to a city, but since you ain't never with me, you think I be getting frisky with them bitches in the club. And I don't mind a double workshop. And you ain't doing nothing when your work stop. And girl, you always call me at the worst time. I don't pick up and you assume it's her now. That get all the attention, not to mention all the Benzes, they expensive, and I gotta get it. So my distance ain't my intention. All that bitching is inconsistent. Get it, Chris. I don't wanna let you go, but I need peace of mind when I come up off the road. Everything fine every time that we alone. Then you send a 9-page letter to my phone. Tell me how you done. I think you the one. Hold me in your arms, cut me with your tongue. Girl, I'ma fix it. Yeah, no pun, but I think you should come.
Yeah, I was just so upset. Tell me, is it fine?
break up, then get right again. This ain't life, no.
Five with like brown eyes and that acid just right. Her mama teaching, her daddy a preacher, she won't thug in her life. That's right, I get money, chase cash, my pocket's full, my pants sag. Hermes on that handbag, broke niggas, they stand back. Red bottoms and red pants, I eat the pussy, then ram sack. I lead a pussy with jet lag, G5, that's jet swag. Paper tag on that Aston, diamonds white, John Madden. My heart race, but she passed me, I'ma beat that back.
I wanna make your legs shake.
Girl, let's get it started. She know I'm a sexaholic.
I'm gonna make your legs shake.
Come on and climb up on it. She know the way I want it.
I'm gonna make your legs shake.
Silicone, no ass shots, no fat removed. Rest in peace to your ex, dude. Moving on was your best move. Cancun, our next move on vacation. She can't wait. I just wanna sex you with this nine-piece girl. Make way. Walk around with her hair high. Pussy good in that hair fire. She only shop at Gucci on Fifth Street in NY. Sky high on good weed. She roll over and lick me. That blunt burn, we toss turn. I bust nuts till I'm empty.
I'm gonna make your leg.
Girl, let's get it started. She know I'm a sexaholic.
I'm gonna make your legs shake.
Come on and climb up on it. She know the way I want it.
I'm gonna make your legs shake. I'm just trying to work for the both of us. So when I come home tonight, I'm gonna lick your body how you like. No more seven bullet, girl. I'ma make it so, girl. When I
make your legs shake.
Girl, let's get it started. She know I'm a sexaholic.
I'm gonna make your legs shake.
That was Nino Brown, formerly known as Rich Kid, featuring Pleasure P, or Marcus Cooper, if you like to call himself these days. Whew. What's going on, y'all? This is Christy Love, and you're listening to What's Hot Wednesday, where we play fresh new hip-hop and R&B, not necessarily what you're going to hear on your local radio. We take pride in that. And if you're just tuning in tonight, we're going to play Ray J's new song that he has not dedicated to Kim Kardashian, but, you know, that's who the song is all about. And since he's released it, he came back and said that it's not about her, but who the fuck else could it be about, Ray J? I mean, she's the only one that you made a home movie with that everybody know about. Let me put that out there. So, I mean, if you made the song, you released the song, you put the damn song on iTunes, so people had to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to do all of that, like, don't disown the fact that you put it out.
about her. You know what I'm saying? Just own up to it. Be a man. So let me go live with 747 because I know you haven't heard the song, right?
No, I haven't. Mm-mm.
Okay.
And you know me, how I am about that song, so. But I haven't heard it. Just the name of it was enough.
What was your feelings about the name of the song?
What, I hit it first? I think if the most nameless, you know, and I'm real, I am 747, win or lose, you don't like me, that's great because I didn't like you either. That's why I said. But when it comes to me and this song and you say I hit it first, to me that's some, quote, unquote, bitch shit. Period. That's just what it is. I don't see no big deal because he claimed that he hit it first. But damn, he wasn't the only one that hit it before when he got to it. I don't understand what you try to make out to be that this song is not a bitch song. Like, oh man, he done got my girl. But oh well, I got her first. Like when women say that, you know, she got my second. Just say that you wanted her. Stop playing this little game. If you don't want him, you wouldn't care if she got the second. And he wouldn't care if that man had that girl. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I think he's feeling a little bit extra salty, maybe because she's pregnant or whatever. Like, I don't know. But, like, surely if you was going to make a song about Kim Kardashian that you hit it first, you should have made that shit, like, 5, 6, 7, 8,
men
15 dudes ago. Right. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, damn, wrong. Why now?
It's because it's called it. No one wants to listen or see nothing about Ray J. So Ray J is going to try to mess with someone else and ride their coattail. 50 Cent do it all the time. So I'm just saying, that's all he's doing. He's coattail
ride. Did you say 50 Cent?
Yeah, he do. Yeah, you don't hear about 50 Cent because 50 Cent ain't got nobody. Ever since Jadakiss got in his ass, he ain't heard about 50 Cent. He can't battle nobody who can battle him. He battle folks that don't want to touch him out of fear. So ever since he got his ass him to him, he ain't said nothing since. He been acting. Because he no one wants to buy no bullshit rapper that bash everybody but really don't have no rhymes to bash the best.
Damn, I thought.
No, you're a contender. He's not a champion. That's it. I mean, when you're a champion, you don't worry about them dudes.
Hey, wait a minute. Won't 50 Cent on the money team, too? Like Ray J, I know Ray J was on the money team, but won't 50
Probably.
Cent on...
Probably.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of him being on any team that was winning. So when it comes to me, I really don't know.
Okay. Well, look. Well, I'm going to get into this. I hit it first. The song is hot. Like, regardless of why he put it out, how he put
it's
it out, what he's talking about. Huh?
It's a big song. It's a big song. It's for bitches that's hateful, like trifling. Because, you know, I only call bitches bitches. I don't call women bitches. That's a totally different thing.
Right.
So it's one of those type songs. So
a
that's what he's trying to do. Yes, it's a bitch song. It's for those trifling women that want to hear something, and for them little trifling men. Basically, a kid song. Only kids were about to laugh.
Like, nanny boo boo.
Yeah. Yeah, nanny
gotcha.
Boo. Yeah, that little kid stuff. So, play the song. I'm going to listen to it. Yeah, even if it's hot, it's still a bitch song. That ain't going to make no difference to me.
Okay, y'all. So, look. Here is the craze. Radio premiere of Willie Ray Jr. I hit it first.
Knock out Ray J. Bobby Brackett. Yeah, she might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. Show love, and I don't even put in words.
Juice, you ain't mixing with your Hennessy. Give her no dough to come, but I gave her 10 to leave. I bet I hit it first, unless you took her virginity. First come, first service, I was playing no. But I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. I let anything with ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her and you kiss her. She don't me up, she got me face, but some whiskers. She is into marriage, I be knocking sisters. And I still hear why you lonely and you miss her.
When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming. I get your girl real proper loving. I'll be my girl, number one rapper, some ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words.
You know
I hit it, come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would've come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie.
She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first.
I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words.
You know I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
You know
I hit it,
like a teeny bopper song to me. That's just me. It sounds like he's still trying to keep the little kids. Because at his age, he's doing porn and things. I just feel, of all songs and of the arrangement of the song, it sounds like some of the kids is going to listen to. He's trying to get the new kids fans. And that's just me. I'm not hating. I'm not saying that Ray J can't sing. I'm just saying Ray J is not a singer. He's not a singing artist.
He's not a singer.
He's not a singing artist. Yeah. He's Brandy's brother. That's all he was. That's all he's ever been.
Ray J can hold his own.
I didn't say that. I'm not saying that. That's not what I said. I said he's just not a singer, the artist that he wants to be. That's his fault. He's not that. Some people got it. Some people don't. There's a lot of people out there, you know, that can really sing, but they don't have it. Ray J was Brandy's brother, and that's what Ray J is riding off. So Brandy can sing, and she can hold her own.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Ray J hold his own?
If
you don't have
hold,
to ride off of Brandy?
That's what he does. I've never heard of no Ray J hit.
Are you serious?
Hit.
Like, I have all the Ray J albums.
You do. We're talking about your age. Brandy still pulling it, which means he riding his sister because no one knows who Ray J is other than when he did the porn and Kim Kardashian. Without Kim Kardashian and the porn, there
more
is
people,
no
more
Ray
people
J.
Know, more people know Ray J than Brandy. I can really actually say. Okay,
no,
Brandy's last few CDs ain't really
okay.
Then
when
so.
Now remember, when you say no Brandy, that means Brandy is no longer being thought about. No, Ray J's no longer thought about. Brandy just don't care, and she's not out. She's doing new things. He's still trying.
She cares. Trust and believe me, she cares. So,
yeah, but he's still trying to get where she started at. That's all I'm saying. Because Ray J still trying.
You don't know that. Like,
are you right? He's still trying.
Ray J makes sure that you don't forget about him because of certain.
You always forgot about Ray J.
No.
Someone,
nah.
Birthday is not never on nobody's lips.
No, Great Day is not going to allow you to forget about him. Trust and believe. That's one reason why he did this song.
That's the problem. Because you don't have to make no one remember you if you are actually dapper. If you're a champion, they remember you. You don't have to say nothing because you didn't prove your point. He ain't proved no point. He's still trying to prove a point to us. So that's why he claimed, I hit it first. Of course you ain't going to say that had nothing to do with Kim Kardashian. But who else would have said? I'm just saying. That's just my choice. You know, I'm 7'7". I'm an asshole by choice. But I'm just saying, nothing against you, Ray J. Do your thing. You're singing real good. But we know, the real niggas know what you doing. This a man thing. I'm trying to tell you the man part of this.
Okay.
He been done up. She did him up, and he hurt. I mean, Keisha Cole did the same thing. They do that. They get hurt. They want to sing songs about it and stuff to make that dollar so they can fix their hurt and blame it and say, yeah, I made a song about you. I done made some money. Yeah, it's great. It's good. If you don't like them enough, why are you even going to use them to get some extra publicity on who you singing about? I mean, it sounds great to the diamond man, but I ain't stupid enough to fall for that. That's just me. I'm sorry, Chris Love, but you called me to be me, and this is me.
All right, yeah, I love it. I like the song. I like the fact that Ray J is hurt and then he wants Kim back, because that's basically what the song is all about. So I like it when a man shows his emotions like that.
Well, then, I can understand that.
But yeah, it's all a part of a publicity stunt, basically. Publicity stunt might be too strong of a term to use, but starting next month on Oxygen Cable Network, Ray J will be hosting a reality show, Bad Girls Club All Stars. So I think that song had perfect timing to get the hype up about that show, which I still won't be watching the show, but it's cute that you did the song, Ray J. That's hot.
Chris Love MC, can I say something about this? Real fast.
But, mm-hmm.
There is no person worth a damn that's actually doing a reality TV. It's always a person trying to come back up. Get that in your book. Write it down. Because if you tell me
TV?
One. Yeah, name one reality TV person that wasn't trying to come back up. You can't say housewives because they ain't never been nobody. They a bunch of hoes that ain't never been married to these guys. So how can you call yourself a housewife? Or if you're an ex, then you damn sure ain't no housewife. So why are you even making any dollars? They riding coattails too. Reality TV is for coattail riders. That's just me. I'm opinionated like that.
Well,
so,
I have a reality show coming up, so.
Well,
yeah.
Like I said.
What? Excuse me, like you said, what now?
You're going to have to ride with me. Because, look, I just told you what reality TV is for.
I said
it's a gossip place for those who's trying to come up.
Mm.
If you had a reality TV, it's appropriate because you're trying to come up. But they have been so-called there. They've been coke riders. So now they don't have no real talents or nothing no one wants to pay attention to. So, boom, let's look at reality TV and watch them do some stuff. That's just me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to say, you know, man, I make folks mad on purpose.
That's a valid point. I get it.
Thank you.
So,
and I love you too, though.
shout out to Ray J. And
shout out, Ray J.
Bobby Brackens, whoever that dude was rapping on there, probably one of his, like, little cousins or something. But I guess everybody was waiting for Kim to make a statement about it, or waiting for Kanye West to lash out like he usually does.
Yeah,
and,
but Kanye West ain't, come on, man.
Yeah, like Ray J, they're not on the same level, but, you know, Kanye is kind of like a hothead, so.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
I mean, well, you know, Kanye, he's still mad because of Beyonce having his baby, so.
What? Okay, you know what? So, look.
Who else you know
going to
jump
topic
on the stage?
Uh-uh.
He jumped on the stage, Chrissy. Talk about some she the best, all that. Who else going to do that but for their baby mama?
I will not stand by.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. Shout out to Ray J and Kanye and Kim K.
Shout out to Darren, T.I. and Tiny too. And all your Atlanta housewives. I love you, Candy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Candy.
All right, y'all. So this is What's Hot Wednesday. And let me go left a little bit because I know we usually play hot new hip-hop. But this is some hot hip-hop from quite a few years ago. But I think it's appropriate to play it right now. And this is Kanye West, We Don't Care.
Oh, yeah. I got the perfect song for the kids to sing. And all my people that's drug dealing just to get by, stack your money till it gets sky high. We running folks to make it past 25. Jokes on you, we still alive. Throw your hands up in the sky and say, if this is your first time hearing this, you are about to experience something so cold, man. We never had nothing handed, took nothing for granted, took nothing from no man. Man, I'm my own man, but as a shorty, I looked up to the dope, man. Only a dope, man, I knew that wasn't broke, man. Slick inside a coach, man, man, you don't know, man. We don't care what people say. This is for my niggas outside all winter, cause this summer they ain't finna stay, next summer I'm finna. Sitting in the hood like community colleges, this dope money is Lil Trey scholarship. Cause ain't no tuition for having no ambition, and ain't no loans for sitting your ass at home. So we forced to sell crack, rap, and get a job. You gotta do something, man, your ass is grown. Drug dealing just to get by, stack your money till it gets sky high. Nine to five, I still hustle cause a nigga can't shine off 655. And everybody selling makeup, Jacobs and bootleg tapes just to get they cake up. We put shit on layaway, then come back. We claim other people kids on our income tax. We take that money, top work, then push packs to get paid. And we don't care what people say. Mama say she wanna move south, scratching lottery tickets, eyes on a new house. Around the same time, Joe ran up in Jewel House. Couldn't get a job, so since he couldn't get work, he figured he'd take work. The drug game bulimic, it's hard to get weight. The nigga's money is homo, it's hard to get straight. But we gon' keep baking till the day we get cake. And we don't care what people say. My nigga's drug dealing just to get by. Kids gon' act a fool when you stop the programs for after school and say DCFS. Some of them dyslexic. They say that 50 cents on 12 questions. We scream, rock blows, we par. See, now we smart. We ain't retards the way teachers start. Hold up, hold fast. We make more cash. Now tell my mama I belong in that slow class. Bad enough, we on welfare. You tryna put me on a school bus with the space for the wheelchair. I'm tryna get the car with the chromey wheels here. You tryna cut our lights out like we don't live here. Look who was handed us. Fathers abandoning us. When we get them hammers, gon' call the ambulance. Sometimes I feel no one in this world understands us. But we don't care what people say. My niggas,
Christy Love, and you are live on Craze Radio, and that was Kanye West, We Don't Care, from the College Dropout album, the best album Kanye West ever put out. I miss the old Kanye West.
Really?
Yeah, I do. That was the real hip-hop.
Yeah. I like the beginning Kanye West.
Right.
So that's a better deal for me. I liked it when he was the college dropout.
Right.
You know. But the stuff that he's doing there is just too confusing for me to be grown up enough to pay attention to it.
You said confusing?
Yeah, you remember he did some show and they said all he did was walk on stage and screamed and then went off the stage and that was it.
What was that all about?
Who cares? I'm still trying to figure out who even asked for this dude to be on stage. If you got a person that would do something like that, he's definitely been having characteristics of that type of person. So why we even got him in this situation to be honest? The dude, I mean, I'm just saying he's always been different, but it's just some stuff that to me, you just shouldn't do when you got fans. That's just me. If I paid $100 a ticket to come see you, you better not get on that stage and just scream.
I'm sure he was having a bad night.
That is not how it works. In the business, you having a bad night, you're a millionaire, and you the crew person, you had a bad night, you think that millionaire ain't finna fire you?
Well, he can do that. He Kanye West. I mean, like, who really gonna take him? You feel me?
No, he's Kanye West. I'm 747. You Chris Love NC. That ain't got nothing to do with somebody else's money. He on that stage with somebody else's money. That's the issue. I understand he got this name that's out there, but he still got someone else's money that's out there. My money. I'm the one listening to this show. He's not Kanye West. It's me that made him Kanye West, and I want you to make sure that you're using my money right. I just paid $100 for a ticket to see you, and you just gonna come and scream? I mean, it's bad enough concerts. They don't even give you shows anymore. Everybody just come outside and do their song and go on and walk off. That ain't no show. But you know me. I just be hateful on purpose.
Okay. Well, listen, everybody, that is 747 Talking.
Thank you.
This is Christy Love. Please go and follow us on Twitter. I am Christy Love NC, Christy with a K. And 747, of course, is 747, a.k.a. O. He doesn't tweet, so you really don't even got to follow him. Like, don't even worry about it.
Yes, you do. Don't pay no mind her. She's a hater on my little bit of followers. She's just been here forever.
You got, like, 2 followers?
And that's all I need is 2. Them 2 got 58,000 on their page. I don't need one person that has one person that's following them. I need the ones that got 52,000. It's like when you're a guy. You can mess with thousands of women, but if you mess with 2 doctors, your ranking is better. $2 under my belt, you got 1,500 hoes. You tell me who's the better man.
All right.
I'm just saying. You know me. I'm an asshole on purpose.
Okay, so what's going on Media Craze today? Have you been on Media Craze?
Actually, I had planned to be on it, but I was trying to learn this new thing that we have.
You always have an excuse when I ask you if you've been on Media Craze.
Yeah, you always have an excuse when I ask you, did you listen to my show? I'm calling my management. I'm no better than my management. If you're not checking me enough, then I definitely don't need to be checking you enough. Hey, y'all call in and tell her that. Let her know, look, don't be pointing no fingers if you ain't the person, if you a person that's doing the same thing. I check your shows.
I listen to your shows.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, you know, we're supposed to be sticking together.
I really do.
So
let's see. The official website is www.mediacraze.me, and that's MEDIA craze with the K RAZE.ME.
And tell your friend to call 646-200-0883 and press 1 to talk to Christy Love NC.
Okay, I got it. So MediaCraze.me is where you can find all of your entertainment news, music, new videos, comedy, local news. You can even go on there and to find all of the episodes that we've had on Blog Talk Radio. Just click on Craze Radio, and it'll bring up all of the posts related to the radio shows. And you can just click play on the little player and listen to the show from the website. You don't even have to remember to log in to blogtalkradio.com/crazeradio. If you don't want to do all that, just go to www.mediacraze.me, click on Craze Radio, and find the show you're looking for. Okay.
Hey, Christy, I got a question that I think people are asking. Where do they go if they want to be on your chat? Because, you know, we do chat. How do they get to the chat?
What chat? For the radio?
Yes.
You have to, okay, in order to chat on the radio, you have to listen online. And like I said, it's blogtalkradio.com/crazeradio, and that's Craze with a K. Once you go to that page, the player should pop up for the live show. You have to scroll all the way down to the bottom of your page, and you'll see the chat box.
Yeah.
The chat box is under the player box, all the way at the bottom.
Well, that's good, because I had people that was wondering. I just wanted to make sure I told them the right thing to do.
Yeah, just tell them to keep scrolling, because I didn't know where it was either, and I was listening to another show one day, and I was like, oh, shit, a chat, okay. But, if the host opens up the chat room, then you'll see it at the bottom of the screen. But if they don't open it up, then you won't see anything down there. So.
All right. I just want
sometimes
to make sure that they
sometimes do. Sometimes we don't.
Well, I always do.
Yeah. So let me
I like
check
to
out
talk
the
no,
top,
I'm serious. I just like to talk with them.
The top six hosts on Media Craze today, of course, Beyonce is still trending at number one with her
Pepsi
commercial.
We said we wasn't going there.
Yeah, but she's number one on Media Craze today, so. And number two trending on Media Craze is, of course, new music, Writer's Block by North Carolina artists Sonye, Ron Jeter, Jerusalem, and Eternal. And we'll actually be playing that later. It'll be a Craze Radio premiere a little bit later on in the show. Also trending, number three, is Life Jennings, R&B and soul singer. He has a new single titled Boomerang that I thought was going to be released yesterday on iTunes, but I couldn't find it. But last week he gave us a little snippet of the song, and so far, so good. So I'm a Life Jennings fan to the core, and I'm waiting on the full song to be released. So, Life Jennings, if you are listening or any of your people are listening, can y'all get on that, please? Because we ready to rock that over here on Craze Radio.
I think Life Jennings just got picked up to go back to jail, so you might not have got that mess.
Don't play. Don't play. I don't play like that.
All right.
Look, especially since, you know, he called me last week, right? So, yeah.
Well, maybe did he call you and said, did you have to press 1 or something for the collect call?
Don't do that. Like,
you know,
we love you. We waiting for that Boomerang song. It's actually hot, though. If you like an R&B and soul junkie, you'll actually love that song. And you can hear the snippet if you go to MediaCraze.me and click on that Life Jennings Boomerang post, and you'll hear part of that song. Falling in at number four on Media Craze is High Five. And I'm not sure which, because we have quite a few High Five posts on there. It's either their video, Favorite Girl, that you can click on and watch, or it may be the episode of Craze Radio when they were here on the show. So, shout out to High Five for that. High Five and the guys, Number five, I don't know. What the hell? I can't even see. It looks like it's Erica Mena. If you watch Love & Hip Hop New York, mm-hmm. and I don't watch it, by the way. But if you are a fan of Love & Hip Hop New York, evidently they had a big fight on there this season with Erica and some girl named Tiffany. It's just some video footage of the actual fight. That post has actually been on Craze, Media Craze, since February, like when they were filming for the show in February. Somebody got a hold to the actual, it might have been like a cell phone video. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on there. I think it's cute. It's a cute video because she's about to get her ass whooped. And coming in at number six, trending on MediaCraze.me is, of course, the trailer for Tyler Perry's Temptation movie based on his play The Marriage Counselor, which has actually been out a couple of weeks. This coming up weekend will be the third week it's been out, and it's a really, really good movie, but I'm going to tell you now, like, if you are having any type of problems in your relationship that may have something to do with infidelity or somebody cheating, if you're not a strong-willed person, if you're not over it or whatever, like, don't go see that movie because it's just going to open up old wounds and it'll be a mess. But
it's a good movie.
Okay.
No, and even with that being said, the way it is, I mean, I'd rather go see it because I want to see the dumbest who's still dwelling on the last person they were with. That's all right.
No,
like,
not necessarily the last person they was with, but I'm saying, you know, like couples.
If you're dwelling. I want to see that person. Right?
Yeah.
So they can get their little baby heart telling them to stop letting it sit in their pocket and let that thing grow so they ain't got to worry about that mess no more. You can never become nothing worrying about that past.
How do you get over stuff like that, though? Because, you know, men and women both, some people have, you know, a harder time with getting over situations like that.
It's real easy. Stop denying, being in denial. If you still care, tell yourself you still care. Just stop picking up the phone. Stop texting. The way you stop dealing or having folks in your life, you get them completely out of your life. You throw their stuff away that you remember of them. You don't take phone calls because you said you didn't want them in your life. You don't take texts because they want to be your friend. They don't need to be your friend. They're supposed to be out your life. A lot of times people actually keep people in their lives and still dwell on stuff when they should have just let it go a long time ago.
Okay, and I totally agree with that. I understand that part. But what about the situations where you're still together? Like something happened, but the two of you agreed to work it out and stay together. Now, how do you get over it in that instance?
First of all, if you two both agree, then it shouldn't be nothing that we're thinking about no more. You can't agree on something unless you're ready. Like, I can't ask a person to marry me unless I'm ready. Now, we can get married, but technically you don't need to be asking anyone to marry you unless you're ready. So don't be sitting up here saying, oh, man, yeah, I know you messed up, but I think we can work this out. Okay, work it out if that's what you really believe. If you really know that you're a person and you know who you are, if you really know that you can't, then you're going to have to make some decisions. A lot of times people make decisions together then when it's an actual individual decision you need to make within yourself. First.
Okay.
And one mess up, okay, we understand that, but twos and threes, you holding on hope. That's your dumb fault. That's hope. That ain't nothing you gonna fix. You just hoping, you put 10, 15, 20 years, and you still hoping. It don't take that long for you to know that it's not going to work. That's just me.
So if you know for a fact that it's going to take you a while to get over it or that you possibly can't really get over it, then don't agree to work it out. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, if you know you can't, because it takes a strong person to say and be a strong person to let it go. if you know you're that weak, and that means you honestly in yourself feel as though that you can't get nothing better. That's why you're still worrying about this last one or the one you with. That's why you're weak. And because you're weak, you're still dwelling on it. Yes, it's going to hurt. Things hurt. Get over that. We've all loved and lost. But you need to learn that the experience that they gave you, is they did that so you can become a better person. Yeah, they cheated on you. But that's going to make you a better person now because now you're stronger. You go through it again, you're going to not dwell on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, and you thank them. Thank you for messing up in my life because without you messing up, I would have still been stuck with you. I wouldn't be with this good man or this good woman that I have in my life now because I was using all my hope for you. I thank you for being seasonal in my life.
All right.
And that's how
that's
how you live.
Okay.
I'm not always an idiot.
Okay. Well, hopefully somebody here that really needed, you know, to just figure out how to deal with stuff like that. So thank you for your input. And,
well, you know, that's just my opinion. You know how I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that comment was actually a good segue to our next song.
What is it? I hit it again?
Okay, Ray J.
I'm with you.
Lose to Win by Fantasia. Oh, Lord, I done got to. See, God don't like ugly.
Don't put God in there. God made ugly people.
You know what? Okay, everybody. Lose to Win, Fantasia.
That he loves me. Sometimes it's just not money. Never had to afford me. Now I'm sick and tired. You just take it right. Know when I forgive you. You ain't here for dinner. Like I'm a beginner. I loved you for your inner.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Woo! I forgot I was on the air. Yeah, I love it. Everybody know I love Fantasia anyway, but...
Shut up. So we do have a person we like together.
Oh, my God, we do!
Wow! That felt good. We're getting somewhere now. We're bonding.
Yeah, that deserves a round of applause because we never agree on any artist, I don't believe.
Any artist, I know. That's why I was like, wow.
Yeah,
that was great.
I love it. Now, do you like it because of what she's saying in the song? Do you like it because of
I don't know,
she...
not one word she said in the thing. No, I don't. I ain't listening to none she said.
Okay.
I just like how it sounds, and from the pictures, I like how her face looks and her gums look gorgeous.
Her gum?
Oh, yeah, she got some pretty gums.
What the... Okay. What?
I wish y'all was cool.
Nope. I'm not saying nothing. Nothing.
No, I think
nothing.
She's gorgeous. I just like her. I like her swag. I wouldn't write it to her, but I like her swag. I send it in pictures.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Her new CD, the what's the name of it? The name of her new CD? You don't know, do you?
Mm-mm.
Maybe I know what it is.
It's on the tip of my tongue, and for some reason it just won't come out because I've heard it 50,000 times because niece, they love it, so I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Fantasia. I know the name of your CD, girl, your new CD, but I just can't. The side effects of me, or is it the side effects of you? Something like that. Something about some side effects.
It's probably called Clarendon or Ava Dex, you know, one of them during pill names.
Okay. So, you know what? I had a joke for that, but I'm going to keep it tasteful. I'm going to keep it classy, and I ain't going to say it. I can't say it.
I'm glad that you're like that because someone has to be the angel and someone has to be the devil tonight. But you know I'm going to be the devil.
I can tell you later. I'm just not going to say it on air. Because I love Fantasia. I love all of the burritos down there in High Point in Charlotte. So, Side Effects of You will be out April 23rd. I can't wait. This is a new sound for Fantasia. She said it's rock soul, something that, you know, is near and dear to her heart. So hopefully, you know, it'll be maybe her best album yet. I don't know. Because, you know, sometimes when artists say, well, this is my personal favorite album, and this is me, this is all me, this is what I wanted, and it sounds like trash most of the time. But hopefully.
Yeah. Ray J said it twice for two of them. So
how the hell do you get back on Ray J?
No, I was just agreeing with you on, ironically, I mean, he did that. So I was like, wow, okay, well, that'll work. I need to throw this out there now. Yeah, he did that. It happened. So I'm just putting it out there. Just letting you know, I use your words against you, yes? That's what he did.
Thank you. So make sure you go out and support Fantasia and her rock soul movement April 23rd.
Yeah.
And on April 20th, actually, at 8 o'clock on Centric TV, if you have Centric, I don't have Centric because I got basic cable. But you can go, she's going to do a live performance, Fantasia at the Fillmore, April 20th at 8 p.m. So go to Centric on April 20th and check that out. If you've never seen her live in concert, she's, like, amazing, you know.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's like you at church and at the juke joint all at the same time, you know?
Fellas, if you are into just looking at Christian women and the swagger they have, she will make you want to go to the altar. Yes, if she up there.
I can agree to that.
She's the look that I would like Mary, they're the looks that I would want to be my wife, the Christian life, and how I want, what I would expect my wife to look like. Let's say it like that. The way they would carry themselves. I like that. Yes. I'll marry them off of their swag.
Oh, snap now. I done got sidetracked. I'm trying to read this flyer. I see Jay Holiday, Saturday, April 27th, two shows, one night. Get your tickets. Jay Holiday live in concert hosted by OJ the Joke Man. What city is this, though? I can't see what city it is.
Did you ever bring up about the Tyrese thing? Did you ever find out about that?
Oh, Tyrese? Yeah, I read the interview. Okay, yeah. Let's get to that right quick. So, today, and don't be distracting me from Jay Holiday, by the way. Today, Twitter, social media world, whatever you want to call it, went kind of crazy. They like went off on Tyrese because he had did an interview with some website, and he was talking about fat people, called them fat and nasty, said all fat people was nasty or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, everybody went crazy. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I didn't really want to, like, judge him or nothing like that because, you know, Tyrese showed MediaCraze.me some good love for the last couple of weeks.
You know, in those situations, a lot of people, let me say it like this. Fat people that know they're fat people took offense to that because, to me, it didn't sound offensive what he was trying to basically, that's just my personal opinion, the way it sounds. Because, you know, I haven't been on there. I'm going on what you're telling me. And the way that it sounds, he was actually saying that his preference just happens not to be a woman or a person of size. Not saying that they're nasty in general. It's just the ones, you know.
Oh, he definitely said fat and nasty. He definitely said that. But he wasn't even talking about his preference. And, see, that's why I didn't really want to, like, when I saw little snippets of what people were saying, you know what I'm saying? And so all I could think at the moment was, damn, Tyrese, you know, like, damn, can I just talk to Tyrese to know, to find out what he was talking about or what he meant, you know, because I don't want to put that different vision of him in my mind right now. So I eventually got around to going to the actual article, which was on allhiphop.com, by the way. And it was an interview with Kareem Taylor, who's a writer.
Kareem Taylor?
Yeah, you know him. He's been out River Road, right? But it was an interview. The title of the interview is Tyrese Doesn't Want Comparisons to Steve Harvey. Semicolon.
Tyrese Don't
Black
Want Comparisons.
Film and Manology. So the interview was basically about Tyrese's documentary that had just came out. You know, they talked about that. And then they talked about the Manology book, you know, and he was like, he and Reverend Ron give learning advice for men and women about relationships. And I think the interviewer asked him something about, because, you know, Steve Harvey came out with a Think Like a Man, Talk Like a Woman, or something like that.
That's what it was,
oh,
a pimp book.
God.
That's what it is.
And
I'm just being honest.
Tyrese was basically saying, don't compare me to him. You know, that's different, whatever. So the interview goes on. It's only like five questions, actually, that the interviewer asked him. And then the very last question, which to me was off topic. It had nothing to do with the rest of the interview. So I was thinking, what am I missing? Like, something is missing from this interview. Where the hell did this come from? So I'm going to read a question, and I'm going to read you Tyrese's response. Okay.
All right.
This is the last question. Like I said, it ain't have shit to do with the rest of the interview. The question was, what kind of responsibility do you feel as an entertainer you have to inspire people to live healthier lifestyles. I don't know what the fuck that had to do with the interview. But,
that was the question?
Yes. What kind of responsibility do you feel as an entertainer you have to inspire people to live healthier lifestyles?
So he and was told to say
that. Tyrese's answer was, no two situations are the same. If you are fat and nasty and you don't like the way you look, do something about it. It's simple.
Then that's what I've been saying. He did not say. That's why I just got out of my mouth and said, a fat fucker that know they fat and nasty took offense to that. Because what he just said about his words, all he said was, if you're fat and nasty, get your ass together. That's all he said. Now, the problem with a lot of folks, it's a finger point thing. They just want to make it into an issue. But the fat person that was pissed off at that, that fat fucker know they need to stop eating and get their ass together. They pissed off because he called them out. That's why people don't like me, because I ain't scared to tell you the truth. You ask me if you're a little bitch, I'm going to tell you you're a little bitch. Yes. You ask.
And I can totally see what he, well, I'm not going to say I can see what he was trying to say. I can see both sides of it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm a larger person. But I wasn't one of the ones that got so offensive, like, oh, my God, I'm going to cuss Tyrese out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I just needed this. I needed more. I needed to know why and the rest of the story. Like, what the fuck else am I missing? But, oh, let me read the rest of his response.
Mm-hmm.
He says, when you take a shower and you put your fat, nasty body in the shower, and by the time you get out, the mirrors are all steamed up so you don't look at what you did to yourself. Meaning, that was stupid. Meaning you're in the shower. Meaning you're not looking at yourself, because when you get out of the shower, the mirror is fogged up, so you can't see yourself. Which is dumb to say, because people have more than one mirror in their fucking house, Tyrese. Okay, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, then he says that may sound offensive or insensitive, but ultimately you are big as hell because you have earned that shit. You worked your ass off to eat everything in sight to get big as hell. If you got a problem with the way you look, then you need to do something about it. Excuses sound best to the people that's making them up. Now, before I read his total statement, you know, and I was on Twitter going back and forth or whatever, he says, y'all know, in response to, you know, what everybody was saying, he says, y'all know I keep it all the way real. I don't hold back. Saying things safely and being politically correct is not my thing. And I say, and he probably didn't see it, but I say, but Tyrese, sometimes it's how you say it. It could have been more effective to someone who needed to hear it, but said differently.
I can't agree with that.
Why not? Mm-hmm.
Because it's the way you're supposed to say it. You wanted him to sugarcoat it. See, the big people, they're mad at it. They want him to sugarcoat it because they know that they are fat and nasty. That's why he said it the way it was, because if you point that finger enough, it's the folks that want to get themselves together that it hurt, they're going to fix that. Because of Tyrese. Tyrese's main fan is women, feminine men, and or thick women. No matter what you look, he's not knocking it. He's telling you, look, you want me to be all this dude that y'all want me to be and everything. I look like this. But if I didn't look like this, would you look at me as this simple? He wants you to be the same woman, the same type of man that he is. When you ask him,
he ain't even talking about women. He's not talking about relationships or women.
Right. No, I'm not talking about that. No, that's not what I'm saying. No, what I'm saying, in general, he's saying you are still trying to sugarcoat that you are a little fat kid that didn't want to stop eating. Your mama stood up there and said, nah, that's a grown boy. That's a grown girl. When technically they should have told you to eat health. You knew you couldn't eat that much, or you knew that something was going on. You didn't try to exercise. You didn't want to exercise. So when in one day you was 1 pound, now you're 1,000 pounds, that was gradual. That means you didn't care for a long time. So he's pointing that finger and letting these grown folks know, look, what y'all need to do is stop trying to play like y'all little kids. You know what you're doing to yourself. Then you want me to sugarcoat it? No, I ain't been sugarcoated. We grown folks. You should be able to do that. So I feel
okay.
I can't be mad because, you know, I say it the same way. If you can't handle that,
I understand partially what he's saying. I get that. Like, you are responsible for you. If you want something different, do something about it. Period, point blank. That's what he was saying.
So you'll do
that's
it.
What he was saying. But why throw all that extra shit in there? You know what I'm
because
saying?
That's because the only way you'll do it. You're not
no,
going to be like,
no,
if he had said
no,
salt,
no,
we wouldn't
no.
even pay the ticket.
747, I totally disagree with that. And he said something else, too. He made another comment about it. He said he never got to where he was in life. And this isn't a quote. I can't find it right now.
Right.
But he pretty
right.
much said that he didn't get to where he was in life by people sugarcoating shit, which is what
right.
you're saying. But
right.
this is the thing. Like he said, no two people are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You might get it if somebody is being rough and harsh with you. But the next
right.
person don't have the same brain as you. They don't have the same mind as you. They don't have the same personality as you. They don't have the same upbringing as you. So
right.
they're going to feel it a different way.
Right, and that's because of that. When we're talking about
okay.
real, he said it real. You can't be mad at a person saying it for real. Like, you would have wanted him to say, nah,
real.
I think they're cool.
He said it real.
I think they're cool.
But
these people are cool. You can't say that. If he felt that that's something that they asked him a real question, and you want him to be a real artist, and you want him to be real with you, but yet you want him to sugarcoat what he said to keep you. Now, I'm not talking about
you. Wait a minute. How are you inspiring somebody, telling them they fat, nasty, and lazy, and you're going to be that way? And that's not inspiring. That's
well,
not uplifting.
Look at it like this. When we were telling you, you're not getting smaller, or you know that these pants ain't fitting, that was the sugarcoat. Now it's done got too late. For you to be a fat, nasty person, you done got too far gone. That's the issue. See, people taking it further than what it really is. When you're fat and nasty, then you took it to the point where you don't care no more. Yes, all of us, like you said, we're all different. But let's look at me. I'm a short guy. You think I done went through my whole life not being picked on for being short? And we don't have a problem with that. That's life. A lot of these people, they cry babies, and they need to stop crying and take responsibility for the screw-up that they did for themselves. He's just a man that said, look, I don't. Do you? I just feel this. You can't be mad at him for that. They asked him a question that he actually, that like you said, it didn't have nothing to do with it. So they meant for him to ask that. They meant for him to answer that question like that. It was a setup question.
Well, they
I
got
it. My
first
offense. I go through it all the time because I'm not scared to tell you the truth. You ask me, do I look fat? If you had to ask me that question in knucklehead, yes, you look fat. You see you more than I see you. You feel what I'm saying? You see you more than I see you, and you're going to ask me, do you look fat? Yes, you look super fat because you see you every day. So to me, you got to be extra fat than what I saw. Don't ask a question that you don't want the real answer for, because I'm sure that question was probably asked from some sicker woman or something that wanted to know that he liked thick women. That's all, and she got a bubble butt. That's life. Suck that mess up. Take your little baby heart, throw it in the trash, and get you a new one. That's all it is.
What kind of responsibility do you feel as an entertainer you have to inspire people to live healthier lifestyles?
Call them fat nasty and get yourself together. Yes.
That's not
that
inspired. That don't
that
inspire
inspired.
No motherfucking body. That shit,
well,
if you can't, look, that right there, if you catch a fat bitch or motherfucker or whoever or whatever on the wrong damn day and they ass is hungry, that damn answer gonna get you punched in your face.
No, it's not. Not if you fat and mad. No, you're not. You're not gonna do that. You ain't gonna have the F all that. You think you can, but it's not gonna happen. That's what he's saying.
God.
It's about air. It's about air. They're not gonna do that. Tyrese, he got more air than them. They just gonna talk junk, get mad for a thing. We talking about reality. That's not even reality. If they got they that big, that they fat and mad, they don't have enough air to do all that mess you're talking. Yeah, they get one punch, but they're not gonna last for 5 minutes. You gotta have some air for 5 minutes. So I understand what you're saying. But me personally, like I said, I don't have no problem with the big person. That's just me. And I don't think Tyreek has a problem either. I think his words were just written and said the wrong way. That's just my personal opinion. Now, I honestly
don't feel...
You think
his words were written the wrong way?
Yeah, because, like, right now, let's do it like this. Everything we're saying, we're taking it in a bad way. All he was trying to do was inspire. And let's say the military. When you go to the military, they don't be your friend. They talk to you and get you to be a man. You know how many men come out of the military? All of them. But you got men out here that ain't doing nothing, and we still calling them men. That's so disrespectful to a man. You're giving titles to guys. I'm just saying, there's a certain way you handle things. You train people the way you need to get it done. So I feel, he said it, to train to get, piss these folks off that's big and fat and nasty. Not saying
right.
Those who are beautiful. He said it to piss a fat and nasty person off. Like I said, only a fat and nasty person that sees fat and nasty in a mirror knew that he was talking to them. No, that didn't wouldn't have bothered me. I don't look fat and nasty.
Okay, but check this out. Okay, I get it, Tyrese. I get it. But listen.
It's like the gay word. It's like when gays and men call them faggots. They say that's wrong. I understand that. But what's the difference? They say a man that dresses like one, then he's a faggot, and the dude that don't dress like that, he's just like, man, he's gay. What's the difference? Both of you like dicks. That's the issue. Both of you like dicks. We niggas, we actually claim to be niggas or something. There's a lot of stuff that we do, and we say we accept it because we want to sugarcoat for other people so they can have the life that they want, right or not. It's wrong to indulge in food. It's wrong to indulge in beverages. But yet we do it. So we'll say, I don't know, you know, it's cool. How about it's okay to be in church and not get drunk. It said in the Bible. Yeah, and they were drinking wine too. They weren't drinking this mess that we drink now. So it comes to the person within themselves on what they truly believe about themselves. So if you were mad, it's because you know in yourself he was talking to you. If you're fat and sexy, then he damn sure won't talk to you because he said fat and nasty. You see what I'm coming from?
Yes, I do.
The people that want to start stuff, they want to start stuff with him. That's all. I'm not on the side or nothing because I'm never going to say fat and nasty because I love the thick ones because they get warm in the winter with them and it sure feel nice and cold in the summer because they cook real good and keep the air home. So I'm with them. They treat you better than everything. I'm not. If If y'all are out there and out of nowhere, you don't believe me, 747, love you thick. If you think about it, let's go play. We go jump
around.
You know
what?
And, yeah.
He didn't answer the question.
What's the question? Was I
the
running
question
from
was, what kind of, let me check. Okay. The question was, what kind of responsibility do you feel as an entertainer you have to inspire people to live healthier lifestyles?
I would have said as an entertainer, I don't have a responsibility for that. These people have their individual lives. They can do
exactly,
what they want.
Exactly.
Right. That's why I said he was set up. That was the question that they meant for him to answer like that.
Damn.
That's show business. That's all it is. See, our problem is we believe TV and things instead of just living real life. The more TV you watch, the more fucked up you are. You're confused. You still mad at the next man saying that you and her, y'all living together, but y'all don't have sex. And they like, I couldn't be that way. So you just said out of your own mouth that you would be a hoe. You can't be what you're supposed to be. Right? That's what they're saying. Right. So a lot of sugarcoats in the world, like right now, we're saying none against gays, but we're saying that same marriages, same-sex marriages is okay. So back in the day, you couldn't even say bitch on TV. It's called we gonna sugarcoat what we want to work because that's where our money's at.
Well, that's so that goes back to the whole
right.
Illuminati and ruling the world. Like they pretty yeah. much.
It don't matter. No matter. No matter how you look at it, what we live life on is what they want us to. If you're a programmed person, then of course you're gonna be the person that have problems with everything that has to go on in life. Like them people that's at any problem. You'd have been in the job and seen folks that complain about everything and they never work. They never been there and work. They're always the ones complaining because they are. The more you complain, the less you're gonna have to do because no one wants to bother with you. It's called being smart. It's a strategy.
Yeah.
So I can't be mad at him for calling a big person fat and nasty if they were fat and nasty. He didn't say big people or he said fat and nasty. You've seen fat and nasty people.
Yeah.
You've seen women wear stuff. If you are size 30 or close to anything with double numbers, you don't need to be wearing nothing tight. It's not meant for you. A 7 don't look good in a 27.
Oh.
They don't make them in your size. You made them in your size. Certain things you're not supposed to be wearing, period. That's just how it's supposed to be. And a lot of people, they still trying to wear stuff that they know won't feel the skin. Yes, you fat and nasty. You can't wear them leggings. And spandex only look good on sexy. Just being honest. You packaging donuts. And a spandex pants that you know you're not supposed to wear. Now, you want me to not look at you funny, then you want, but you feeling like you're sexy. That's great. But you can't be mad at us who really see what you don't see. And we say fat nasty, and you know you're fat nasty. That's why you're adding stuff to yourself. Fix that. It don't take a genius to say that I'm too big, I can't run up the street, I can't walk to the mailbox without a hard breath. Just saying. A lot of people just want to be kids and be grown at the same time. You can call me whatever you want any day. I know who I am. A lot of people need to know who they really are. Their problem is they let people tell them who they are. I'm not fat nasty. You're not fat nasty. So it shouldn't even be in a situation to bother us.
Oh, I found it cool. He said no one ever saying anything nicely and of being politically correct has ever changed my life.
Mine either.
But what I'm saying is,
like,
I'm gonna move away from this because
okay.
you know time is. But
yeah.
what I was saying was, everybody don't handle criticism
right.
or whatever you want to call it the same
right.
way.
Right. So why are we worrying about the soft people? They're not gonna help this country.
Okay, but this
They're
is
not gonna
thing,
help
us. Why
yeah,
not instead of saying what he said, like why don't okay, if there are people out there that's fat and nasty
sugarcoat.
And living in their whatever
fat and nasty world. Fat and
yeah.
nasty world, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you like the question said, why don't you inspire? Say something that's gonna inspire them. Like everybody don't respond to how you responded to that question.
But
some
it.
People need
That's
Some people
issue.
Need some positivity. Like,
but that's the issue. If that really did work, they wouldn't be fat and nasty. Fat and nasty don't just be overnight. Fat and nasty takes a long time to happen. So what they did, they let everybody sugarcoat. It takes somebody to get in your ass and tell you, fuck you, you was a big bitch, for you to fix that. If your man said you won't fix it.
It don't always
and
work like that.
Then why would we even worry about it?
And I think the reason why okay Tyrese, I still love you Tyrese, you know. I wasn't offended by it at all. But I think from the reviews that I was reading online on these various websites and on Twitter, I think a lot of people were saying, okay, you just dropped this inspirational, motivational documentary about your life, you know.
Right.
A lot of people are looking up to you right now. And then you go, And then you go left and start talking shit about people. Like, that's how they was looking at it, you know. But
right.
I get what Tyrese is saying. I just feel like, and you know, you can't tell people what to say or how to say it, whether they're a celebrity or not. But I just feel like the last two sentences was good enough. All that other shit could have been left out. Like, if you just, now all he had to say was, if you got a problem with the way you look, you need to stop and do something about it. Excuses sound best to the people that's making
that's
them
obvious. They want him to inspire. I feel you. But that's obvious. If you're that big, you know you're that big. That ain't something that you look in the mirror and you look like you think that you a size 6. You know you are a 82, a 40, 50. You already know that. So I just.
And another thing. Healthier lifestyles doesn't always have to mean that they're talking about
weight.
It is
if you're fat and nasty. If you're fat
but what if you're addicted to drugs? What if you're smoking heroin and crack and drinking lean?
Then
like,
you're never
going to
be fat and nasty. That's not a fat and nasty lifestyle.
But they didn't ask him about no fat and nasty. Like, they asked him about healthier lifestyle. A lifestyle could be anything. That's just not being fat
right.
or what you eat. Lifestyle is everything around you. That's drugs, your environment. That's everything. I'm
okay,
not offended,
well, let me do it like this. Let me do it like this then, Chrissy.
I'm
and
not
I feel
offended.
You. And I feel you. I'm just saying like this. You will never hear me worrying about, and because I don't just gain weight, I actually do my runs and things. So you will never hear me worrying about when they say, what do you think it is that you should do to inspire your people that's losing weight is for nothing. I don't know, I think we little skinny fuckers. That wouldn't bother me.
They didn't say anything about weight, though.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. He never, it didn't matter that. He said fat and nasty. Fat and nasty, when it comes down to it, them two words together is going to always have something to do with your weight. Because if you're doing coke and all these other things, no one's looking at you and your weight. They're going to say you're a crackhead, period. They're not going to call you saying you could be fat. But I've never seen a fat crackhead. They may start off fat, but they don't end up fat. That's just me. So the fat and nasty remark, it was out there. But I'm not going to say that it was bad to say because I'm that same type of person. So that's why. I have to ride with it because that's how I talk. I want you to understand that I'm honest to you.
Maybe because I'm just like a nice and kind person. Like, I don't have to put people down and degrade them to get my point across to people. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's
just
me.
Right.
Maybe
but that's the whole. That's not me either. But a lot of people
And I can be effective.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Sorry.
I'm
eating some chocolate and peanut butter bugles.
Again.
Yeah, fat and nasty bugles. But I can be effective, you know, to what I'm trying to tell you or get you to do or get you to understand.
Right.
I can be effective without throwing in all of those adjectives. I can do that.
And what's so great about that, not to cut you off, you're the same person that said everyone is different, individual. Okay, that's your way of being effective. But your way don't get the job done as quick as our way. Our way gets that person out of our life, or it helps them. There is no
in-between.
It just
depends on the person receiving the message, pretty much.
Right, it's no in-between. Like, your way is sweet, it's great. So you have to guess if they're going to do anything on it. Our way, they either going to not deal with you ever again or ask the question, or they're going to fix themselves because it irritates them. Sometimes you have to hurt somebody's feelings for them to see that they are wrong.
That's what
like
everybody calls. That's tough love, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
He gave tough love to a person. He said, look, I love y'all because y'all buy my albums and stuff, but you still fat and nasty. There ain't nothing I can say about that. Like, I love you to death, but your breath stinks. I mean, it happens. That's
true. Yeah.
How do you say your breath stinks in a good way? You think you need some gum? No, your breath stinks. Get out of my face. That's how you do it.
Okay.
But hey, I feel you. You know, I feel you. It's, to me, I didn't feel that it was offensive to any person other than a fat, nasty person. Because I hang with a lot of confident thick people, and I don't, they, that wouldn't have took nothing to them. They would have laughed it off and said, damn, there's some fat and ass people in this world.
I think people hold celebrities to such high standards that they forget, okay, I'm still human, you know.
Yeah.
I still say what the fuck I want to say.
Right. It's the image,
which is basically what Tyrese was saying, like, you know. But enough about
Tyrese. Like, I'm Tyrese. But they got me out here like I'm a singer. I've been Tyrese my whole life, but now I'm just a singer. Y'all love me as a singer. You like the songs that I sing. Anybody can write a happy song. Anybody can write a bad song. That's too easy. So what I can't be mad. I'm just saying, I do feel what you're saying, and I do feel what he's saying. But yet and still, I just don't feel like it's a problem. It shouldn't have been a problem.
All right. Well, thanks for your input on that.
Well, you know me, I do the health thing.
But yeah, Tyrese, we ain't mad at you. Like,
Tyrese,
you
keep
say.
On telling them motherfuckers they nasty, stinking and shit so they can clean their ass up. Keep
oh my God,
you
done added some extra words.
Yeah, because I work, so you already know. Yes, I tell them the truth. Tell them motherfuckers they need to get their ass clean, washed, and stop rubbing up against damn walls, putting down skid marks and shit. Get yourself together. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, it could have been me. Think about it. You know they had asked me what the question, what I'd have said. And you know what I'd have said. Hey.
So, look.
Yes.
Damn, we're down to 13 minutes.
Hey. We
shout out to Tyrese, though. Make sure you go to www.mediacraze.com. .me, and that's MediaKraze.me. There should be a link to the directly to the website in the Blog Talk Craze Radio information box. Just click on it and go directly to Media Craze, and check out that documentary Tyrese did, A Black Rose That Grew Through Concrete. It's pretty good, you know. A lot of stuff people didn't know about Tyrese, it's all there. So go and check that out on the website and comment on it or like it or share it or retweet it or Facebook it or whatever you got to do.
He done inspired me.
Who, Tyrese?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
See, it worked. It worked. He inspired me.
Okay, well. All he made me do was go pick up my bag of bugles and start eating them. So, all right, moving along. Moving right along. Damn.
Your song.
The show is almost over. Oh my God.
Well,
so check this out, right?
Mm-hmm.
As I promised, the next song that's coming up is
Jay Holiday?
No.
That's where you were going.
Why you say Jay Holiday?
Because that's where we were actually going until we got all into this good conversation. So.
Oh yeah, I was on Facebook and I had saw a flyer that he's gonna be somewhere. So I actually got distracted from that, and then we got distracted from that. But go follow Jay Holiday on Twitter. It's King Jay Holiday, and on Facebook is facebook.com/Jay Holiday. He's doing a lot of touring, a lot of shows and cities and countries. Like, he got two new singles out, you know. Go to jayholidaymusic.com, check out all of the videos and pictures and event dates and all of that stuff. Like, check him out. He's still in the game, doing it. Okay. Now, as promised, Writer's Block is a new single that was released last week by four North Carolina rappers, produced by a producer from North Carolina. I think they're all from Raleigh or all in the Raleigh area.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, and they actually, like, NC State, and next week we're going to have a more time dedicated to this subject and this song. But at NC State, every Monday night, they have a cipher, you know, with, I guess, spoken word, poems, rap, and all that stuff.
Wow.
And they, You didn't know that? See, yeah, a lot of people don't know,
you know
that.
No, because I'm into that. No, I didn't even know.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And see, next Wednesday we're going to be talking about it or whatever. Hopefully it'll be next Wednesday. We have to get the schedules down with everybody so, you know, they can come on and talk about it or whatever. But, yeah, every Monday night outside of the Freedom Tunnel at NC State, they have, you know, all these people gather, and they have their cypher or whatever. So there's actually a cypher mixtape that's going to come out within the next couple of weeks, and it'll be totally comprised of all of the rappers that, not all of them, but, you know, I guess, like, maybe the best ones out of the bunch,
right.
You know, that rap and stuff down
good
there.
Champion.
Yeah. And so, you know, hopefully we'll get that too. But for the rappers, Sonya, Rome Jeter, Jerusalem, and Eternal, they have all they have put out this writer's block song, so I guess it's just going to give you a taste of what's to come, and it's produced by T. Ross. I don't want to leave that out. So before we run out of time, because that was, you know, the main theme for this show tonight was to premiere that song. So without further delay, here is Sonya, Rome Jeter, Eternal, Jerusalem, and Writer's Block.
I live life when I can't think of lyrics. I never show my heart, cause I know it's hard to deal with. I got a lot of things to say, I just don't know how to put it. So I say how I feel, this is proof of my soul. Acting so Hollywood, riding down Pool Road. Most of y'all bore us while we looking Cujo. Oh, you the one? That's a fucking typo. Y'all walk around with one good line, and that's a tightrope. Y'all wonder why y'all fall off. Your boys ain't got no bound loans. Don't try to stop the guy, bruh, get the hell on. Now, I'm feeling Jackson, glad that I worked the mic. I used to freestyle my life, and that ain't right. This is Woodville, this ain't ice. It feels too good, this can't be life. Life's in place, they burst in flight. Going in for the goat, don't believe me, you just watch. Speaking for my city, that's why they call it writer's block. If you don't do it for your people, then tell me who you writing for. Do it for the Middle East, probably why you after us. Slave to the paper, but still a freedom writer. Do it for my 9-to-5s and my trappers and my life.
Pick up your block, hit the corner in blood and write a book with it. Get buck with it. They put music from the soul online and make a buck with it. Make a buck with it. Can you bug with it? Break the writer's block. I wreckin' records with this wrecking ball. Get inspiration. Like water breaking mama with her drawers. I just evolved. Rest assured, I raise it pure for the reservoir. Resonating worlds when I resurrect the raw. Rock and roll with the real, cause Riley is who we are. How we represent the origin wherever we on tour. Either or. Spitting ether out the mind, see the ore. Cast it out like some iron when I speak it from the core. Vocal sword to a chord and cordial is how I cut it. I run it. The irony of it to get your eye running. So abundant, pumice plummeted from the summit on some dumb shit that some hit the hammer, no comment, who done it?
Writer's block, I can't afford it. Is the righteous supported? I think the question's rhetorical. See the truth in the catacombs buried by elders ignored and leaders who were killed for taking stand. While my generation's focus is that YOLO life, which media exploits every chance that they can. If my conscience is stigmata, I wear them scars with honor. Still riding with Obama, I know that. One man can't change a nation. With love without the hatred, I guess I gotta embrace it, but I'ma make it work to my benefit. A war between two worlds, which one you living in? I ain't talking Tom Cruise, I mean the life that you choose. Sick of a heartbroken, that's why she fucking you. Him and his other man, difficult to keep that up. She's a beacon of love, not a beacon of fuck. I got two HDs, I ain't watching them much. My two consists of channels of the souls that I touch. Eternal.
Right as fuck. Writer's block, but she rejected. The temple finger wave on the deflection. No exception, she gon' wreck it like erections. Do a rectum, then she reckon a respect for addiction. Non-fiction, recognize non-fiction. Can they see she? Ray licking at CZ. Too blind to bull feces to ever let it squeeze. She tweezing for Louise, how she seasoned on her rhyming reason. Pleasing, though she never.
never give a fuck when she conceiving. Since leaving the vagina, she been spitting saliva. And she started from the bottom like common. So telepathy, she bringing the drama. Prima donna, she center stage. Apollo, screw Houston, Sarah Riley. She'll always be a problem. So in theory, they'll probably never truly hear she Siri. But she never weary, venom some she kill it dearly. Writer's block was just an option, cause clearly she the answer, no question or query. If they asking if she's sick, try a minute. They should never try a minute. Her be putting on clinics, how she be spitting like an image. Low hemorrhage, so splendid and frigid. But a box will play no parts until her heart go rigid. Let me end it, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, North Carolina, come on and raise
up. Yeah, I like
Take
it.
Take your shirt off.
And okay.
Flip it around and spin it like a helicopter. That was P.D. Pablo.
I know that.
Free P.D. Yeah, so that was Writer's Block. Sonya, gosh. Rome Jeter. Eternal, the MC, Jerusalem, produced by T. Ross. I think they all frequent the Cypher. If you go to MediaCraze.me, there's a whole post on that. Check that out. And it's also a video of Ron Jeter that he did, a Started From the Bottom freestyle on, that's mm-hmm. on MediaCraze as well. But, yeah, so, oh, my God, I'm, like, so proud of that song, you know. I think it's hot. Yeah. And like I said, next week we're going to have them on live with us, and they will be talking about that song. And they have another song. Sonya and Ron Jeter actually have a song together called Caught Up that's going to be on the Cypher mixtape. So hopefully that mixtape will be dropping pretty soon, and we can get a dose of that because, like, I already heard it called up. Like, this is between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
I already heard
it. Okay.
It's fire.
Well, we shall see.
I cried when I heard it because everybody should know Sonya is my cousin. Like, she's just, like, pursuing her dreams, and she's doing it. Like, she put a toe in the door, and now her foot is in, and she's doing it. And I think she has the potential to knock some of these female MCs out of there, you know. And she doesn't like
really?
When I say stuff like that because she don't want to be compared, but she's kind of dope. So it is what it is, and hopefully next week we'll be talking to them. So shout out to North Carolina Kids and Writer's Block. So we actually have 2 minutes left on the live show. You can call in. What's the number? 646-200-0883 if you want to hear the rest of the show live, because I'm just going to slow the rest of the show out with music or whatever. But thank everybody that was in and out of the chat room, the live callers, the retweeters, all of that stuff. Be sure to check me out tomorrow night. I will have, what is tomorrow? Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Throwback Thursday. You know how we do over here. Some of that old school stuff you ain't heard in a while. So tune in tomorrow night for that. And like I said, please like us on Facebook, Craze Radio, Craze with a K. And if you go to www.mediacraze.me, everything you need concerning Media Craze and Craze Radio is on that website. You can like our Facebook page from that website. You can listen to the radio shows from their website. All of that. So check us out. 747, you got anything else you want to say?
I love you, Chrissy Love NC, and I'm so happy that you even let me even be on your show, considering I'm so hateful.
Yeah, I'm actually glad you did, because I really wanted to talk about that Tyrese thing with somebody. And
yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
You know, I try to give all the views, not that I be on anyone's side. I just like to play, I'm a realist. I like to say it the way it should have been said and not the way that the government has programmed us to say it. So.
Oh, boy.
That's a whole nother show, too.
Well, make sure we write that down. We'll put that on one. I have you with me.
Mm.
We debate well together, girl.
Yeah, we do, kind of, sort of, a little bit.
We'll always let you win.
What? Okay. You tripping.
I do. Just because you don't feel like every person's different, I let you win.
Okay, Tyrese. No two situations are the same. I'll be tweeting that shit all week. No two situations are the same. Like, that shit ain't even have nothing to do with the question. Anyway, I'm not going back to that.
Do it, girl.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I also promised you all that I would play the new Rico Moreno song because Rico has a new mixtape hosted by DJ Chuck T. And if you're from North Carolina, South Carolina, like, you definitely know who DJ Chuck T is. But, yeah, it's called Musical Evolution. And we have the first single that he's pushing from that mixtape called Bar Hop. So let's check that out. And make sure you go follow Rico on Twitter. Tell him I sent you. RICCOBARRINO. And he's on Facebook too. So here's Rico Moreno, Bar Hop.
Gino. Rico. Gino. Rico. Gino. Rico. Gino. Pulled up in the Phantom and me and the crew, we gon' tab the flow. I told the bus driver to bring the tour bus just to gather the hoes. I'm rockin' Levi's in them pockets on store cause my money's so low. No need to ask for ID, hold up, I'm grown. I'm about to get space and lose one more phone. I'ma take off my shirt and we gon' lose control. Tell the bartender to bring us whatever, let's go. That tonight we gon' party our lives away and we gon' do it like so. Stumble out the door and hit other malls. Call out, do it again tomorrow.
We're gonna roll up, turn up, till we can't no more. We're gonna drink, pass out, wake up and drink some more.
And screaming, we the best. You can catch us in London, Japan, or Brazil, where the girls be the best.
Hey.
I think I'm regained, so chicks have no problem with showing their chest. I feed them Patron till they start to kiss and dance all around till they sweat.
I'm gonna get you back, yeah. Then I'm gonna get laid, I'm gonna get you.
no need to worry. As long as I've got you by my side, I'll be there for you. Honey, I've got all the loving that you will ever need, so don't you go searching someone new. You know I'll hold you down. Mama, let down your defenses, 'cause all I wanna do is hug on you, kiss on you. Last thing I want is leaving you, yeah. Now that you are in my arms, I won't let go. Whoa,
and I'm sure
that this thing is Sanders, Dre, Wanda, Farouk Evans,
Shannon Gill. They are all on Twitter. Gosh, I don't feel like giving out their Twitter name. Let me do it right quick, because they're that special. So let me do it. Marcus Sanders' Twitter is MacDo555, MACDO555. Tristan Irby is Tristan, TrestonIrby. Tristan Urban. Dre Wanda is DreRamseur. Farouk Evans is FARU. Wait a minute. FARUQ. EVANS. And of course, Six Pack Shannon Gill is Shannon _ Gill. And he don't tweet that much, so you ain't even got to follow him. Sorry, Shannon. But, yeah, Official High Five is their Twitter. Favorite Girl is the new single. Request it on your local radio station so they can get that into rotation. And, like I said, shout them out. So, I'm really, really at the end of the show. I have one more song to play. And it's from my favorite hip-hop MC. Do you know who my favorite rapper is?
Ray J?
Ray J is not a rapper, okay?
I know. I know. You know Sunny? No, who's
Ray
your favorite
J
rapper? Kumo
is,
D? Who's your favorite rapper? Kumo
Wonderful
D without the glass?
What?
Who's your favorite rapper? Kumo D without the shades?
Have you ever seen Kumo D without them shades?
That's why I asked, was this your favorite one? KRS-One without his? I mean, I'm just asking.
Who is Kumo D without them shades? Like, 50 Cent, maybe? I'm trying to imagine.
Well, you're going to be going off. What are you going off as your favorite rapper?
No, I didn't say 50 Cent was my favorite rapper.
Oh, okay.
Hell no.
I'm like, what you
know? I only know one 50 Cent song. Fame is hip hop out of DC. Like, he ain't even major yet. He's like independent, just released his first mixtape. He already has two videos out, and a third one is on the way. Like, he's really doing it to be independent like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of major people, artists out here that can't even get their shit together like he has his together. If you feel me? So. The last song of the evening is called The Glory, and it's by Fame, or Fame is hip-hop. And make sure you go and support him and his movement, his hip-hop movement. Like, I promise you, you'll love it. Just give it a chance. Give it a listen. Once you listen to it, tell your friends to listen to it, like all of that. And, you can get the mixtape on all of the mixtape websites, as well as fameishiphop.bandcamp.com. He has YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. Everything is Fame is Hip Hop. And, of course, you can tell him I sent you. Be on the lookout for the Glory video that's coming in the next couple of days. I am Christy Love, and thank you, 747, for holding it down with me.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I'm going to do whatever you want anyway. You're my boss. And when you tell me, look, this is what we're going to do, I'm going to do it. I don't argue with you when we talk about life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
You're the best. Thanks for
having me. It's been real, y'all. This is Fame and the Glory.
Yeah. These are the nights that you remember forever. These are the feelings you want to last forever. Sharing with your niggas that you can laugh with and cry together. Raise your glass, get flat, live your life and then fly together.
These are the times the shorty live for. If she die for you, then give her everything to live for. These are the times that I prepared for. Late night, early mornings, all so I can stay on course to turn my dreams into reality. Yeah, I say of course to turn my dreams into reality. I say of course.
I don't do this for the glory, cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story.
Celebrating early, that shot I took ain't supposed to miss. Fourth quarter, I promise I'm on some Kobe shit. Shy brothers grab that girl, approach her quick. Let her know she's everything you want and more. Her eyes telling the story and her body telling a million more. Open the door, sometimes opportunity comes but once around. Don't let that be the day that you decide to gun it down. The thought of her in that moment, it all goes run around. Inside your head until the sun is down. The sweet taste, the victory, the allure of the mystery. Make your tomorrow today till your yesterday's a history.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory, cause everybody got a story. To my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. Hey, I don't do this for the glory, cause everybody got a story. To my building's a bunch of stories.
Blue skies to look up in the sea forever. Long lines, they used to just feel like forever. 21 girls and forever 21. All getting in together thinking, man, I need my shit together. Bitches be so quick to doubt a nigga. These bitches be so quick to down a nigga. Then you come back in that bubble when they all looking lost, wishing they had found a nigga. Use every little situation as your motivation. Give me your motive and I see the life before to take it. And they don't give you shit. Either you making or they taking, or you winning or you losing. Make a date with success, tell that bitch you choose.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory, cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. I don't do this for the glory, cause everybody got a story. So my building's 100 stories.
Shit, I'ma tell my story.